Hey everyone, Jim Phoenix here, and boy am I tired. I'm tired. Today we've got, I know, flu and COVID vaccine same time. Today we got I Know What You Did Last Summer, the TV show, so don't get excited. And then Twilight, the movie, so don't get excited. And then Halloween 78, get your ass excited for that. All this and more on next Streaming Demons. Hit it. They were doing a lot. I live in Montreal area, and they were doing like alarms.
Are you gonna do the alarms to this?
It was like the SOS alarms, like making sure their civil defense alarms work or something like that. In every store, you're hit and miss. And my tinnitus is so bad. I didn't know if it was just my tinnitus because it didn't stop after the alarm was done. I'm like,
it just kept going.
Yeah, then people start looking around. Like, hey, kids. All right, today, Streaming Demons. Hi, I'm Jim Phoenix. I'm with my co-host, J.M. Brynock. Say hi or some shit.
Hi. Your shirt says be kind.
No. It's in the mirror. It says, can me be?
Oh.
I'm trying to summon the Candyman.
My apologies.
Yeah. So today we've got a brand new episode, and we were doing a tag team on one of them, and we're gonna hit it up with another thing, and we don't have a special guest, so we're just gonna riff back and forth. That usually means I'm very worried about Brannock's choice on this, because
I'm worried about yours. So I've been trying to watch the 31 movies for October, you know, like 31.
Jesus. 31.
And I was stupid enough to think, like, oh, I could write little mini reviews for each one. I've written, like, six.
That's not bad. Like, hey, six out of 31.
That's not bad. That's not bad. And I've watched about 15 movies, so I'm a bit behind, but I'm still there. And
don't get yourself down. You're a big behind.
Thank you. So I watched Twilight the other night.
What was the one you wanted to do? Because is this in something else, right?
Oh, well, I started watching it, which it's equally kind of as bad, but it's The Case of the Whitechapel Vampire with Sherlock Holmes. Boy.
Okay. Well.
Really bad bird. I've been watching a lot of Sherlock Holmes.
The old BBC series? Like the black and whites?
There's black and whites, there's colors, there's...
You can mix them together
a lot
now.
More blood, a lot more... They solved the case of Jack the Ripper, which...
What the shit?
Good for them.
Isn't that the Basil ones, right? It's not the fucking Brett...
Oh, I've watched some of the Basil ones.
No. Like the ones with the blood is with Basil?
Oh, those were like more Hammer, but I have watched a few of those. Hmm.
I used to see the Tom Baker ones. Dr. Sherlock Holmes.
Dr. Sherlock Holmes. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm in preparation. I'm going to be traveling eventually, and it'll be fun. And so I'm getting in the spooky England haunted spirit, except not with Twilight. I didn't.
Cool.
Okay, so I've...
Twilight. How old is Twilight?
I was talked kind of into it because one of the actors from Good Omens is in it.
It was a fucking bet. One of the actors from Good Omens is in Twilight.
Yes.
Which one?
Michael Sheen.
Michael Sheen's in Twilight. Did he lose a fucking bet?
Maybe. He's had a lot of interesting roles throughout his career. And I just wanted to see him as a gothic vampire, and apparently it's going to be a lot longer than I thought it was going to be. But I went into Twilight with an open mind. Okay, I was never into Twilight. And you know, fine. People like it. I'm glad that they had a book series to be interested in. I'm glad that people are reading.
Fucking awful.
You know, there's a lot of books that are fucking awful.
You know what book's not fucking awful? Surviving Gen X.
That's what I was going to try to like.
Pre-order now by Joe Shepard.
Brought to you by Liquid IV.
Might as well.
So I went into open mind, like, okay, maybe, honestly, maybe after years of all this, you know, it's going to be maybe a good movie, you know, because both Robert Pattinson and Kristen Stewart are good actors.
That's not how it works. You know that. Because they became better actors after the movie, it doesn't make the movie suddenly better in retrospect.
I didn't know. I was young and naive, Jim.
You're like, oh, you know, they're good actors now.
I was giving it the old college try. And so it was definitely a movie of its time. It also made really not a lot of sense to me. And it was hilarious. I was dying. It was so funny.
It is. You know what? I'll try, because I saw a bit of Twilight. I saw the first like 15 minutes when that one girl rescues the other girl from that car. And like, you know, I think it's Bella. What's her name? Is her name Bella?
Yeah. And then yeah, Edward.
Bella's about to get hit by a car and the other girl kind of like.
It's not a girl. That's a boy. It's Edward. Yeah, it's Robert Pattinson. It's Robert Pattinson.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, okay, so it felt really a lot like two gay teens.
Thank
you. No. Listen to me. Two gay teens, one male, one female.
Romeo and Juliet.
And trying to be straight together.
Romeo and
it
Juliet.
It really felt like that to me. Because the chemistry was... And the pacing and the writing and the dialogue were
gobbledygook.
Eventually,
they were having a relationship during the movie.
Afterwards, it wasn't during the movies. It was afterwards.
That got them hot. Like, oh, look at our shitty fucking plastic.
And I feel so bad for Kristen Stewart because she was given the weirdest directions. Her mouth was like always open and doing things. It was like her mouth, her lips were possessed.
Can I see your version of that fucking movie? Her mouth was always doing things.
It was just like.
Yeah. Oh, I get it. No, yeah. No. Hands actually kind of sexy right now. I need to watch this movie now.
And like I said, it was just. Him running so fast through it looks so funny, and I was like, oh my god, this is genius, because 15 years from now a new generation is gonna find this and be like, holy cow, these are a big woof, and they're gonna just absolutely crack themselves up over this.
Were you team Edward or team, like, what was Jake? Paul? Ryan Paul? Is that Ron Paul? Rand Paul?
Yes, Ron Paul was in this movie.
Was it?
As the other love interest.
Sparkle Boy.
Yes. No. As Wolf Boy.
As the Wolf Boy?
Wolf Boy.
You had this around the same time, True Blood. And True Blood, they were straight fucking. And so I'm like, oh, that's just like not True Blood at all. Like, no, why?
Like
why
I said, it was like trying to have a romance and just smushing it together. It didn't really work. I actually liked her and her dad. And her dad, okay, so I'm going to ship this. I found the true romance of this story. Her dad and his friend, who is what's-his-face's dad, the leader of the wolf pack. They have such chemistry, and they're so cute together. And I'm like, I just want a dad, like a dad and werewolf love story.
Oh, wait. Fuck. You know what? I think it's Summer Tara. It's Tara Reid.
Oh, it's Tara?
It is. Okay. It's actually Tara Reid. She's Celebrity Boot Camp. She's calling in. I think she's still.
Oh, you know, I just want. Yeah, I want to talk to her all about that Celebrity Boot Camp.
So we'll get to Twilight in a second, but go ahead, Tara. You're on her air with J.M. Brannick and Jim Phoenix. How are you doing?
Well, you know, I just wanted to call in and say I heard you guys talking about that sexy werewolf boy and werewolf dad. Oh yeah.
I don't really think this is Tara, but so what's your questions? You have a sexy werewolf dad and boy?
Yeah, but you know what? I think they really needed something like sexy Bigfoot. I think that's what they really needed. Be sexy.
No, Bigfoot's gross. Man. We don't like Bigfoot.
Bigfoot's awesome. He's got a foot. He's Bigfoot. How do you not like Bigfoot? Everyone likes Bigfoot.
He smells ass.
He smells a lot of ass. Just ask anyone.
I don't know. I don't think Tara Reid talks like this. That's very specific.
No, I don't think this is Tara Reid at all. She's much classier.
Baba Booey.
Oh, fucker. I know.
Yeah, I told you.
God damn it. Even Bobby Booey'd us.
He did.
And you know what?
Which young kids won't get.
No, they won't. They won't. But if you young kids want to have Bigfoot call into your show, why don't you use Zencastr, ZENCASTR.com. That's right. Go to Zencastr.com/pricing or / I'm dyslexic. Who the fuck knows? And use my code 100100 and you'll get 30% off your first month of any Zencastr paid plan. I want you to have the same easy experience as I do for all my podcasting and content needs. It's time to share your story.
Your voice is getting higher and higher with each.
I couldn't break the fucking ad.
No, you couldn't.
Because that's what.
Take a breath.
I know we had to say that shit, but.
Yeah, you got to take a breath. You know what? Young kids would also be good to. They would be good to go back into the past, No, I was going to plug your book again.
Oh, Gen X. Surviving Gen X. Yes, they should go there. And
you can learn all about Baba Booey.
Baba Booey, Artie Lang's in a book, Surviving Gen X. He made the book. I think so. The Howard Stone Show. Shit. The Howard Stern Show.
Say it, motherfucker.
Thanks, Bigfoot. He makes a book because of that. Yeah, yeah. I'm in Harlem. Yeah. You know, Artie Lang. Good. So this is how bad Twilight is.
Well, no, and going back to, because again, this is like all generational. And like I said, the next generation, I think, is going to.
What fucking generation like Twilight? Like tweens at the time? So like, I guess, shitty little millennials?
Like, hey, dude, I'm an old millennial. So probably younger millennials right into that, you know, generation. Tail end. So the next generation is going to find it and be like, what the hell is this? And I think they're going to like it because it is wild. It is a wild ride.
It's going to be fucking roller gator for someone. This is
absolutely going to be a roller gator to somebody.
What the fuck? The Batman sparkles?
It's the litmus. Yes.
A litmus test.
Okay, you know what I'm going to give it, I'm actually going to give this a 3.
A 3?
Yes, because, again, I was entertained through the whole thing. Because, you know, I had a bag of popcorn, I had a glass of wine. I was having a fun time. Because it was ridiculous.
That's insane.
But again, you know, if you like it, that's fine. But I think people now can look back to it and say, ooh, that movie was, whew, yeah, that was a movie, yeah.
Yeah, it's, but you know what? I did have a friend who was, I think I told the story before maybe, but he was in the sequels. He even makes the movie poster and they cut him in post. Like, exactly, on the fucking poster. He's like on the fucking poster. I'm like, so who's that guy? I don't know. He probably has a fucking action figure, but they don't like it. That guy. They never made the goddamn movie. We made the action figure and put him in the poster, but he's got zero screen time.
He probably is. They probably
do. I love you. Yeah. And so I'm thinking, like, it launched a lot of careers and also just kind of like randomly cut people out for no fucking reason. Like, they played a goddamn basketball or baseball game. Is that the one they played the baseball game? The first
one? Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know, like, limited things.
Again, it was like 2/3 of the movie, nothing happens. And then that final third of the movie, everything happens. And I was just laughing because of the pacing. I was just, It was so funny. The stakes got so high so fast.
Fun. Stakes, get it?
Stakes.
So you think this has a director cut somewhere?
You know, I don't think I'd want to watch it. I think I'm good with this.
Fuck this, I'm buying this for a box set for Christmas now, goddammit.
Ugh.
You're getting like that and Liquid IV.
It's like this fucking Snyder cut. It's going to make me fall asleep every time I fucking watch it.
I actually watched that Snyder cut.
I tried.
Hours to get through.
I tried three times and I fell asleep each time. And I said, you know what? I ain't, it's my body isn't built for this.
You know what? That was me and Batman with Rob Patterson. I fell asleep every time I tried watching. I can't. Apparently, there's more than one villain. I had no idea. Okay, so it was Twilight. You gave it a 3?
Yeah, I gave it a 3.
Fuck, okay, I can't.
I mean, it's, you know, it's camp. It's fun.
Well, you know what's not camp or fun? I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Oh.
No, not the movie. Not the movie where I remember taking a date to in Las Vegas in the Coca-Cola Cineplex thing down the bowl, you know, Sunset Strip, my God. No, down the strip. And it was an awesome date. And she jumped.
Did you get lucky?
I'm always lucky with that person. Not in the way you probably think.
Okay.
But it was a good time. It was a good time. It was very nice.
So you can say that movie
meant something. Yeah.
That
movie had some kind of impact. I still remember it. I still remember the movie. The movie is probably shit, but I remember going to it. I think I remember the experience of the movie.
Yeah.
And so after just kind of deciding what I want to talk about, I couldn't remember the movie I watched this week. Actually, just beginning, by the way. I'm like, I'll talk about that movie. What was it called? I don't remember until we started the show. I'm like, oh, fuck, that was The Exorcist Beginning. Skip it, by the way. It's a Blumhouse. It's whatever. But I saw I Know What You Did Last Summer being pushed on Amazon. I'm like, oh, my God, is this like the old one? Like, they remade the thing? Oh, it's a TV show. I watched the first episode, and I have to say it takes place in Hawaii. The poster looks like they're like, we're recasting this for ethnicity. We gotta get some Latino in there. We'll get some like Asians in there. We'll get some, I don't know, is that like a black kid? I don't know, some like one white kid for a token. I don't know. And I'm like, oh my God, like Amazon really forced this issue pretty hard. And then I realized, holy shit, it's in Hawaii. So this must be like a native Hawaiian cast. No. No one talks like they're fucking from Hawaii. You got some blonde girl walking around. No one's calling her Holly girl. No one's saying Lolo. Nothing. None of the terminology is there. None of the chemistry that you actually see in Hawaii. It might as well be just fucking shot in Ohio.
It's like it probably Ohio. Was, to be honest.
I might have to look that up. But so it was kind of like, oh, okay. And then maybe it was a COVID shot. And the flu shot, but I couldn't tell the two white girls apart for a while. Like, oh, that's a blonde white girl for another blonde white girl.
That's probably why they have a diverse cast.
To tell the two white girls apart. And she's the main character. She's the protagonist. So like, oh, we're making it Hawaii. Who should be the protagonist?
Girl.
Look at the white girl. Should we call her Hallie? And they're like, no, don't call her Hallie. Because people might think that this is really Hawaii. Like, I didn't even see Dog the Bounty Hunter. That's how depressing it was. I'm like, maybe Dog the Bounty Hunter will be in this? Like, he'll make an appearance. Like, he hunts them down because he knows what they did last summer. Maybe that's a twist. It's him.
That would be great.
I found you fuckers. My paint gun. I'm gonna shoot paint pellets at you. That's what the bounty hunters did there. So it turns out, I believe I'm halfway through the episode, I realized that there were sisters or twins. That's what it looked like. Because I thought, like, did she just go crazy? She just talking to herself now, like in the mirror? But one's wearing a necklace, and the other's not? Like, they just, like, have friends because she's talking, like bad about each other? I'm like, man, I don't really see. Like, they're just fucking friends.
Now, are they really sisters in real life, though?
I'm trying to look to see if she has another role here, because it just says Madison Isman as Allison, but doesn't say like the other person's name. And honest to God,
maybe she's only one actress playing both roles.
It might be. It might be. That's how good the movie or the TV show is. I actually didn't give a fuck enough to look it up. I'm like, oh, so we took this really moment stealing, you know, the zeitgeist type Gen X, I Know What You Did Last Summer movie. And we turned it into like this teeny bop limited series on Amazon, who I hope it doesn't get fucking renewed because I'll be depressing, which it does.
Yeah, she plays both roles.
She plays both roles? Okay.
Lennon and Allison.
Great. The camera work sucks ass because it looks like she played both roles. But, I mean, that's what, like, she looks so, like, they fucking look just alike, but why is it the old, it looks like, remember they did Star Trek and they Kirk meets Kirk and Spock meets, it's like the whole mirror universe bullshit.
Yeah.
That's what it is. But I think television has come over since the last 40 years. Or actually 60 years. I think they could have like maybe did something with effects. Or even just a generator for the AI. I'm not even sure. But they didn't. It's boring. It goes nowhere. Apparently all they do is club and drink and party. It's the graduation day. Spoiler alert. This is the last time that to shirt off. It don't matter.
I think a lot of shows are kind of, you know, they're doing reboots, and I don't completely understand why. I didn't see the Hellraiser one.
Because it's not.
I did see part of the Chucky one, which I actually did like.
So you like part of the Chucky one? Okay.
Yeah.
You've not seen the Hellraiser one?
No, I haven't.
I can't get it without renting it, so I'm not going to. So, but Chucky is decent then.
I liked it because one of the main things is that the main character is a gay boy, and it's not only about his sexuality, but it's about his family dynamics, and that's how kind of Chucky gets his in, is because he's like, you know, I can mentor you. And and
not like this.
No.
I don't know why he's doing, but
it was very interesting and very sweet, and it was kind of nice to see, you know, him coming to his own. He has a crush on this one kid that's a podcaster, and it was cute. So I have to watch more of it. I didn't watch all of it, but
you know, the funny
I liked
thing?
What they were doing.
We're talking. We talked about the other movie instead of Twilight. Now we're talking about Chucky instead of I Know What You Did Last Summer. That's how shitty these things really are. You gave Twilight a 3.
Because it's funny.
Honestly, let's tell you what, guys. Do not watch I Know What You Did Last Summer, the movie, or the TV show. Watch the movie instead. It won an award. So, Fangor, I'm so sorry. I've lost all fucking... I don't know if I had any respect for you, but I lost anything I had left. Like, I was a nominee. Oh, sorry. It was a nominee for Chainsaw. It actually won the Reframe. What the fuck's a Reframe award? Fuck off. That's what the award is. Fuckoff.com. I'm going to get myself the D-Frame.
I'm looking
award.
At the cast.
Go
looking
for
at the
it.
Cast. It does have Brienne, and I'm probably saying this wrong, Chu? Sure. T-J-U? She was in Scream, the MTV series, and she was in 47 Meters Down Uncaged, which I did see.
Yeah. I don't know. They're not good on this one. None of the actors are good, by the way.
Honestly, so much of it comes down to writing and directing. You know, you have to have a good, solid script. And you have to have a director that basically has a vision of that script.
I think
and
someone got rights.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. And, you know, again, we're seeing a lot of reboots, and we're going to keep seeing a lot of reboots. You know, it's just the way of things. And honestly, in horror, that's always kind of been the case. Like, you know, you had Omega Man, you had...
Mega Man? Dr.
Omega
Freeze.
Man.
Oh, Omega Man.
Oh, Omega Man. And then what was it? Last Man Alive? Last Man
Last
on Earth.
Angle in Paradise.
And then the Will Smith one.
Nope. Not talking about Will Smith. But this was filmed in Hawaii. So that's
good. Oh, it was.
Yeah.
Apparently. Yeah, that's sad.
Yeah. Guys, I'm sorry. I'm giving this a 2.
Okay.
Honestly, maybe it gets better. Maybe it doesn't.
That's fair.
I didn't care a shit about any of the characters. I don't care about their teenage angst. Like, a bunch of rich white kids in Hawaii don't give a fuck about. Sorry.
What? You don't?
Yeah.
You can't,
IMDb like... IMDb gives, like, 5.4 out of 10. That's actually probably too fair.
They're not your everyman?
Not unless you do a bunch of coke through a fucking sniffer. And then somehow kill your sister. And I don't even know, like, how the fuck's her sister, like, walking down in the middle of the road at dark? They're at the same goddamn party or some shit. I wasn't paying attention. They're like, I hit my sister.
You know, it's probably, her sister's probably dead.
I don't know. Her sister didn't know. Well, actually, I don't know. One of them switched out. They're fucking playing twinsies on us or some shit. I spoke about this way too much. I'm bringing it down to 1.5. 1.5 Cthulhu's
okay. 5. The more you talk about it, the more you're gonna put it down.
Yeah, the more I'm like watching the fucking preview on loop, I'm like, oh, this sucks ass. But you know what doesn't suck ass? Halloween.
Liquid IV. Oh.
No, we're not doing that plug for them today.
Oh, okay. Zencaster.
Zencaster doesn't suck ass, but
Halloween. 78. Halloween 78.
The thing
one of the very first ones.
Well, it is the very first one.
I couldn't remember if it was that or Friday the 13th. I wasn't sure.
It was either like or. One of the horror movie things? Okay.
Yeah, one of the first slashers.
In like 80 something.
Regardless. It's a pioneer.
The pioneer. They go, all pioneer. They're the pioneer. And it is the reason why Jamie Lee Curtis wins an Academy Award.
Honestly, I love Jamie Lee Curtis.
It was she's not for the movie she wanted for.
We're going to pretend like it is?
Oh, it was not like, what was it? Everything Everywhere at Once? You think she deserved an award for that? Fuck no. She won it because she of just, fucking this.
Well, she thanked the horror community.
Goddamn right, because even she knows that's the reason why she won it. Not that fucking piece of shit film that she did for Netflix.
Whoa, it's a lot of people like that movie.
Yeah, well, a lot of people can like things like Liquid IV. I'm gonna drink my Liquid IV.
Yeah, why don't you do that? You're sick and delirious.
I'm grumpy.
You are grumpy.
Look at
where's Chuck? Where's Chuck meow, to meow. Put a smile on your face?
Yeah, you know what I think about that? Who cares?
That's right.
Well, you know what? You're wearing a shirt that says, be kind. Be kind to yourself.
Too. Yes.
Kind of and too. Grandma's cookies. Halloween. Yeah, I actually didn't watch this for a very, very long time because I was afraid to.
Why were you afraid?
Because I hated horror movies. And like growing up, this was like one of them because you always saw Michael Myers and in his cool jumpsuit.
Wayne's World?
Now you're making me... It's Michael Myers. Michael Myers.
Yeah. Michael yeah, Myers, Wayne's World.
You're making me... It's too late for this, Jim.
The Spy Who Shagged Me, Austin Powers, Michael Myers.
Yes, I was very afraid
you're
of him,
You're afraid
too.
Of Michael Myers. What, who yes. are you, director? See, that.
Zing. But I didn't realize because I had known Jamie Lee Curtis from other films at the time that I didn't know that this was like her big breakout role. And honestly, the second one is really, really good too. But it's just such an iconic role. And she always plays such strong characters, no matter what she's in.
I'm trying to think if she ever played the week. She's not always a heroine, but she's always some sort of...
Well, which movie is she not a heroine? She was in Terror Train. I guess Prom Night, maybe.
Trading Places?
I think
Eddie Murphy's the heroine in that one. She plays a hooker in it, but a hooker with a heart.
Of gold.
It's called Wanda. I think that's still a hooker with a heart, right?
Yeah. She was in Knives Out, too. And you're right. She wasn't a good person in Knives Out.
Spoilers. Jeez.
I mean, that was part of her character.
Uh-huh. Part of the character? I think it was.
Anyway, Halloween. We're talking about Halloween. Halloweeny. The kills were really good. They were very scary.
The music again, was great.
The music.
Simple as fuck, by the way, but worthy.
His music is just incredible.
Yeah. I agree. It makes the movies.
It absolutely does. And it, you know, I've talked about it before of like how much the music really adds to like anything, but especially horror movies. They can make or break a movie.
And it should break them all. What break all the movies. You know what could also make him break a movie?
What?
I was going to go with Tara Reid. Oh. Why is not Tara? If this is a good movie, why is not Tara Reid in this?
Oh, Donald Pleasance is, though. And Donald I love Pleasance, Donald Pleasance.
But you need some Tara Reid.
She was too young.
Oh, fine. Whatever. I got too young. They got kids in this movie, too. They got kids in this movie. They got Sandy Johnsons and Arthur Mellitz and John Michael Grahams and Kyle Richards and Nancy Stevens and Brian Andrews. I'm just reading names off. PJ Souls.
Why are you just reading names off?
I don't know.
So, yeah. I guess that could be part of my plug, too. John Carpenter is an amazing composer. He still writes music. And
still does.
And actually, his grandson was the one who kind of like pushed him to release some studio albums. He released one in 2015 and 2016, 2017 and 2021. I think that's great. I do have The Lost Themes, which is the album that he composed, but he also composed Halloween 3, which I know a lot of people don't like right now, although people are warming up to it. But I have that soundtrack, and that's really good.
No one likes Halloween fucking 3.
Yeah, Season of the Witch.
It wasn't even Halloween.
It was about Halloween.
It's on Halloween.
It takes place on Halloween. Well, that was what it was supposed to do. That was what it was supposed to be. He wanted it in an anthology. So each Halloween, he would have a different... It was basically like, what is the American Horror Story? That's what he was trying to do. But everybody hated it, so he had to stop.
Everyone's right. Everyone's correct.
No, robots turning children into snakes and bugs.
No.
Yes.
Where's my...
Where's your kazoo?
That's okay, huh?
Where's the kazoo?
Okay, I'm just no, that's
the microphone. I don't know kazoo. There it is. Baby crying. No, don't that's love Bigfoot.
This episode, you know, you didn't even say in the beginning, like, oh, you know, if you're new to this, it's something we do together, blah blah blah. We're just old cranky people today.
Today we're old and cranky people. We are. But you know what? I didn't mind Season of the Witch. I actually do like Halloween 3 as its own movie. I don't think it's part of the Halloween franchise, but
obviously it's not anymore.
But I liked it because I grew up in areas like that, and that was very much the Stranger Danger thing. That was the glass shards in your trick-or-treat bag. That was the BS people like pouring acid on it, whatever the hell it was back then. Like Gen Z, you guys have a fucking cush. I'm sorry. Fucking helmets and all sorts of bullshit. Your food won't randomly kill you.
you do like, sound you like
take,
an old
you
man
can take
now.
A Tylenol
without having and you a walked. You walked in the snow uphill.
Oh shit! We had like, goddamn, our Tylenol was poison.
It was.
It was capsules, you know,
and nobody was found. Nobody was found about that. It's an unsolved murder.
Y'all motherfuckers just take like, oh, I took an aspirin today. No, but we had some real Stranger Dangers.
Oh, absolutely.
Our own homes with the internet.
Same with millennials.
That's what kind of drew me to Halloween 3, But the original Halloween, I love because it's one of the first horror movies I get to see at home. My dad let me watch it every Halloween. And it freaked me out every time when they did the coat hanger thing.
Yes, that's so good.
Always freaks me out. And I always had to go outside after, like, oh my God. I was like mopping the floors or some shit to stay up. That was kind of the trade-off. Like, do housework. Okay. I'm like, oh, I have to go outside in this spooky-ass fucking middle of nowhere woods. Great. Awesome. I'll just go like, not skin at all. I'll just fucking do this mopping. Mop bucket water. Yeah. My God. But it was cool. And there's all this Shatner mask, too. So, like, you did that as a, on a low budget. They're like, oh, what's your mask? We'll do a fucking William Shatner Halloween mask.
Just spray paint it.
Yeah. And like turn it inside out and fucking spray paint it like white.
It's effective. It worked. And I like that he was the shape in the first one, because again, it's like this modern day telling of a boogeyman. The more all these things go on, the more lore that they have, the more that's just tagged on and on and on. Oh, that's something I should have done. I recently watched Jason Goes to Hell as well. And by that point, I think that's 9. It was right after he went to Manhattan.
It's like with the Muppets.
With the Muppets.
Went, and then Jason went. How weird. Yeah,
and then they had they watched a show. It was really good.
Right along.
But yeah, but just watching it, I was realizing how much lore had become out of it to where it just made no fucking sense. And you know, that happens with the Halloween too. But Halloween I think also. That's a Halloween also. Actually, Halloween 2 was very good because it starts exactly where the first one leaves off.
Well, there's Freddy Krueger as well. We did Nightmare on Elm Street. Those are the times where they had the novelization of the movies coming out.
Yes.
So
oh my God.
Like double up, right?
Jaws 4, the novel.
The novel.
Has voodoo in it? Like the shark is.
Wait. It's got voodoo in it.
I love it's got... looking at it.
Voodoo? Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, that one.
Oh, yep, that one. Who cares? Oh boy. That was me, Dr. Payne.
Anyway, so we're just meandering about Halloween, and I just always like, it's so good.
What are you going to say about the movie? Like, if you haven't seen Halloween yet, the original, I don't think you're listening to this podcast at this point. You should go watch it. I'll rent it for you. Go steal it somewhere else. Do not watch I Know What You Did Last Summer, a TV show. Skip Twilight, whatever the fuck that was.
Go see Halloween 1 and 2. I think you'd be pleasantly surprised with them both.
I you know what? I can't even remember Halloween 2.
It was all in the hospital. That was the one where she was in the hospital.
But is that Corey Feldman?
I don't remember. I can't tell the Coreys apart.
The one who's still alive.
Oof.
It's easier to tell them apart now. One's dead for like 20 years.
Shit, Jim.
Yeah, been dead for like 20 years.
Fuck off.
Kind of like there's easier now. Like,
there's my one F bomb for the episode.
Okay, let me like beep this out. Hold on. I'll get it right on the viewer. Oh no, that's not it.
That's not it. There we go. too late.
What would you give? I mean, again, these are all practical effects or like kicking some ass. It's scary drama. And if you ever play Dead by Daylight, it transfers over. Like the whole stalking thing and the kill. It really.
I don't think I've ever watched that one.
Captures it. Oh, you should. No, it's pretty good. Dead by Daylight, the game. I think you watched me play it once.
I remember that now. Yeah. Because I watched a YouTuber play it. Yeah. So, and I got very scared.
It is scary, but that's the thing. It becomes part of the it can become not even the zeitgeist. It becomes part of the culture. It gets appropriated. It becomes the face of Halloween, the shape of Halloween.
Well, and it's the whole, it's the classic babysitter is stalked by this
evil
person, this thing, you know, and that's like, you know, a lot of people's worst nightmares because you're very vulnerable because you're not yet at that cusp of adulthood, but you're in charge of, you know, other children. And
you know what?
What?
The babysitter being stalked by that thing?
Yeah.
That's not even a trope. It comes from real life. It comes from, from Nickelodeon. I don't want to get sued, so I kind of beeped his name out. But we all know what we're talking about. The
file
from Nickelodeon. Yeah, yeah.
From what?
The from Nickelodeon. And anyway.
Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
I'm not getting sued. I'm beeping that shit out.
No, well, because, no, there have been real life cases.
I know. I know. And they're litigious as fuck over at Nickelodeon. So I ain't saying shit beyond that.
No,
I really have
no idea what you're saying. I'm talking about huh?
We'll talk about it.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah. Mine is from the 40s.
Sure. Sure, if you want to go back in time for that.
I mean, that really happened back in the 40s.
Happens now.
Well, it does happen now.
Babysitters
Stay safe. Yeah. Everybody stay safe.
What was it like? The babysitter did it. It's coming from inside the house. A lot of them like the monster in the house, and the babysitter has to save the world. Or conversely, actually, she kills a bunch of motherfuckers. Like that one babysitter. Like what was it? Like it was the horror comedy.
It was the Netflix one. Or you can read Bodies, which I actually have some poems about the babysitter in there.
Bodies named after the Sex Pistols song. Because it was originally going to be Only Women Bleed, and then apparently.
And I said
I was
maybe.
An Alice Cooper. Fan and
I love Alice Cooper again. Michigan, yeah. he's from Michigan, Detroit boy.
There's a different connotation to that because I think lyrically, I'm like, oh shit, no, the whole like phobia thing.
Yep, okay. Yeah, you don't want to.
Yeah,
yeah, to yeah. Not to your non-binary co-host, right?
Yeah, no. But you know what? You know what has zero trans, a little bit transphobia, and Surviving Gen X available November 30th. Everywhere you got books
or bodies. Also, and that's by Haunted MTL Press.
I don't make money from Bodies, so I'm pushing that.
Yeah, Bodies, but I make fame.
Body bag it. But I,
fame
I,
and glory.
What are you giving Haunted or Haunted Montreal? What are you giving Halloween?
I give Haunted Montreal a 1 because a loser. Gosh, 4.5.
4.5? You know, I was thinking the same thing. 4 or 5. It's not a perfect movie, but it's damn close.
It's not perfect, honestly. I think, but again, it's ahead of its time, you know, but Kat, I don't want you on my lap.
Seriously. If I listen to you some John Carpenter films, you tell me which one is better than Halloween. Okay, I'm going to listen to some John Carpenter films.
The Thing?
That's the point. Because he's so prolific, The Fog, Escape from New York, The Thing, the Halloween ones are almost like They Live. Prince of Darkness, I love better than Halloween. I do.
I haven't seen that one yet.
You've never seen Prince of Darkness? Oh my God.
I know. There's, you know, honestly, there's a lot that I have to continue to watch.
They Live.
Yeah. They Live is perfect. It's beautiful.
Brilliant.
You know, and like I said, it was like the beginning of it. So it was the one who was leading the race.
And again, we're not saying Halloween is a bad movie. We actually booked it 4.5 stars. It's a brilliant movie. We just think it's not a 5-star because John Carpenter did it.
No.
I
love John Carpenter. Well, give him your money.
I love him so much. That he did better movies. I'm rating his movie against his own movies.
That's true. But I think, honestly, the soundtrack is one of the best that he's done.
But this is, okay. You know what really, a 5-star movie from John Carpenter? They Live. You know why?
Mm-hmm.
Roddy Piper's in it.
Oh, and Keith David.
Keith David. They have coiffed fucking hairstyles. If Jamie Lee Curtis and Keith David and Roddy Piper are in this fucking movie, 10 stars. Easy.
Thruple goals.
Fucking, especially all the hair perfect and
quiet. Oh my God.
Wax.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Almost on the first day, everyone's got clean clothes and shit. Yeah, all right. Absolutely. So 4.5 for both. What do you want to plug, Box?
Well, I already plugged John Carpenter. Give him your money. But I'm going to plug something controversial this time.
Surviving Gen X?
Well, that too.
Trust me.
It is very controversial. I know. I've read some of it. I helped you with some of it.
Oh, I know. Yeah, thank you. I had to take some recommendations. See, people give me shit. We'll talk about that in a minute. Yeah.
Shit, not me. So I received a couple flyers.
I can use that word.
Huh?
It's like, I know. I have a black friend. I can use that word.
Oh, no. We're not going to go there. Where's my kazoo?
I don't know where it is.
Okay. So I've gotten a couple flyers from.
Oh, shit, sorry. Just concealing. Go for it.
From local places.
Oh,
I will just call them places. I'll just call them places, but they're for trunk or treats. And I'm very against inner city trunk or treats. You don't know what a trunk or treat is?
No.
Usually a trunk or treat is when usually a place of faith will have all their trunks open for the kids to trick or treat at, basically in the parking lot. And oftentimes they do this so the kids won't go out for Halloween, or they'll just say, oh, you know, we already went and got candy. You have enough candy.
That's
yada, yada, yada. Thing? That is a huge thing. Now, I understand trunk or treats in, say, like very rural areas where all the houses are spread out very far. Sure, have your fun. I'm so glad. But in the inner city, the one thing that I love about Halloween is that it is the only true community holiday that we have. Every other holiday.
Cookies. You have grab a cookies during this Halloween thing? That's
I have cool a diatribe, fun. Jim. I have a manifesto. So when that is unfortunately threatened, I get really upset about that because it becomes xenophobic. It becomes don't trust your neighbors. It becomes, oh, there's razors in the thing, even though there's never been razors in the thing except for very specific cases that usually lead back to people in the family or a neighbor that, yeah.
Because my fucking sister checked her candy first. Not my fault. I was going to get the big bedroom. That's all I was trying to do. Can't blame my ass for razors and a fucking candy.
I mean, I can, but I won't. So it's just really frustrating because, again, this is the one holiday where kids will come to your place. You'll see your neighbors that you haven't seen in years.
Oh, God, please don't show up to my fucking house.
I'm going to show up to your house.
Box. I'm just like, I just hope none of my... no, please, that's dreadful.
Well, you're in Canada, which is less so than in America. And me and my dad have a big thing that we do every year, you know, for all the kids, and we dress up, and I have a mad scientist lab, and we have fun with the kids, and it's always fun to see what they come up with, because kids are so creative, and it's just a shame. They do say the darndest things, and
the ziggles and the zaggles.
We're not going to even get into him. No, thank you.
Oh, well, that's a
first. No. Thank you.
Oh, sorry. He was getting into other people. That also got him in trouble. My bad.
But so I'm just saying, just have your kids have a fun Halloween. You know, I know it's not a weekend this year, but, you know, let them go out. Let them earn their candy. It's about going out, being safe to be scared. It's a safe way to be scared and to appreciate horror and to appreciate...
You're talking about dating me. It's a safe way to be scared.
It is not a safe way. It is not a safe way.
Protect your hands on.
No.
Protect your junk. Protect anything you have down there, up there, somewhere.
All of the safe words are used within the first second. Telling you right now.
That's actually my Tinder name. All the safe words are used in the first second. Sponsored
anyway.
I got my liquid IV code for my pictures.
To wrap it up, everybody be safe, everybody have fun, and enjoy your Halloween. It's a great time. It's a community time. The end.
Kids, okay, that was a plug for not Getting Candy, I think.
No, that's a plug for getting candy from your neighbors, for going to see your neighbors, for enjoying Halloween.
My fucking house, kids. I swear
go,
to Christ.
Go to his house. Go to his house. Bang on his door.
Your house, man.
Trick or treat his ass.
No, man.
Well, not his ass, but.
Man, I got enough of that shit. Trick or treat was responsibility. And sometimes, I know it's not on the weekend this time, but sometimes municipalities make trick or treating that weekend.
I don't like
make
that.
Make it a special holiday. Well, it's fucking
I don't like that. Lazy.
So my
make plug, it just a national holiday.
Well, no. My plug, it is in Nevada. It used to be.
Oh.
State holiday.
So oh, I like that.
BM state. So my plug is Surviving Gen X by Joe Shefchek. Go to Amazon.com.ca.
How do you say?
Where the fuck you are.
How do you say it?
Surviving Gen X. Surviving
how do you say it?
Gen X.
No. Joe.
Chef check. Yeah, you're not going to be able to spell it anyways.
Like you're checking your chef.
Sure. So Surviving Gen X, check it out. Comes out November 30th. Pre-order it now on Kindles and stuff like that.
Oh, for Christmas.
All money goes to no charity whatsoever. Fuck yourselves.
You are really grumpy today, even though your shirt says be kind.
Yeah, I'm just telling people to be kind to me because I'm grumpy today. No,
look,
but look. In the stores, a very cute kitty cat.
I have
in
a kitty
the stores
cat.
Themselves, if you see me in a signing, those books go to charity. I'll give my fucking sales from the signings in the stores to charity.
Oh, where are you going to be signing?
Mostly Canada, so good fucking luck, I guess. I don't know.
That's a big fucking country, dude.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to get the fuck out of Quebec. I'm trying to see Canada. So go Surviving Gen X. Go check it out. Leave a review. If you liked it, great. If you hate me, fuck yourself. I don't care anyways. But
so
try to be
grumpy.
Good. Wow, that's just the feedback I'm getting. I'm getting polarized. The press are calling it polarization. They either, honestly, so far, they either really love the book or hate me. Like, not even hate the fucking book. They physically hated me. I'm like, what the fuck? If you can't.
That's how I feel like our relationship. You know?
Yeah, but. There you go. That's a show. And on behalf of myself, Jim
is it?
And JM Brannick, it's an hour. I need to go to bed.
Yeah, we both need to go to bed.
Night, night.
Good night, everyone, and stay safe. From Jim, apparently.
We'll get candy from church or. Was it trunk or treat?
Trunk or treat. Or chunk or treat. I like that. You need to go lay down and have some tea.
No, you know what I need to do? I need to print out that Mummy Dearest poster so Lou Ferrigno can sign up for
you
me.
You do. They'll be enjoyable. Say hi to Lou for me.
Love you, Lou. I will.
Thank you.
I hear a cat.